Hi. Right now I'm writing a script for support for Coming Out because it struck a chord with me, and I started rethinking about how when I came out, the you don't really just come out once, you come out to everyone that you ever really meet. It's not just a one-time thing. You constantly meet new people, you move and stuff happens. But the first time I came out, I was in grade 7. It was the first year of junior high, and it was in the girls' locker room. For some stupid reason, I thought that would be the perfect place to tell my best friend that I was gay. Or rather, to tell the whole female class that I liked girls and boys. Because I was very stupid and impulsive at that age, and I enjoyed what's the word? Shock factor? Yeah, it was a shock. Anyway, that was terrible. After that, it spread like wildfire throughout the whole school. It was a fairly large-ish school. There were like 300 kids. And I was like this little nobody nerd girl who suddenly came out as bisexual. And I got bullied ferociously. I actually can't remember most of it. I've blocked most of the memories out, which I kind of find of horrifying, but I'm okay with this because I know that I would be a lot sadder if I could actually remember all the terrible shit that happened. Mostly it was just these two very large, intimidating guys who would come up to me whenever they saw me in the hallway, and whenever I walked by them, whenever I tried to walk home, who would just intimidatingly ask me if I was still bisexual. Are you still bisexual? Are you still bisexual, Miff? Are you? Do you like girls? And they would just ask that every day more than once, and it kept going and going. They even asked me it in fucking grade 9, 2 years later. And I just remember the horrible consequences it had. I was the first person in the school pretty much to come out, in my friend group even, I still was. And all the girls except for my close friends at the time stopped talking to me, stopped socializing with me, as would constantly make rude remarks and were just very, very mean and catty. There was none of that casual girl talk. I was completely ignored. And even my close friends, I remember we had one dance, and the song, Taylor Swift Romeo and Juliet, I think, had come out. And I think this was in grade 8, actually. And I was laughingly wanting to dance to it with my friend and lip sync it and pretend to be Romeo and they would be Juliet. Only in the middle of the song, they kind of smacked me away and just walked off because they didn't want anyone else to think they were gay with me because they were dancing this stupid fucking song with me. And that hurt. That hurt so fucking much. Oh my God. They never even apologized for it. They're my best friend to this day, but that fucking stung. And I can honestly say I've never been in the closet with my friends, but I have been out and it was terrible. This one gym class, this boy just drove insults into me all class. He called me a slut and a whore, and he told me that I only came out for attention. And I had girls asking me if I could, like, not change in the girls' change room. Could I change in the bathroom, please? They didn't want me looking at them. I was 12. What the fuck? Oh God. In grade 9, I almost transferred out of my school because I was in a class with no one that I knew, and everyone completely ignored me. I was supposed to do a project about history, I think Terry Fox, with this one girl. Whenever I tried to talk to her, or whenever we would go on a computer and share it together, she would not respond to anything that I said. We would not do anything together. That was the worst 2 months of my life. I our school had a therapist, and she, for some reason, refused to transfer me because she thought that I could just make friends. I don't understand how she was a therapist. Kids are so mean. You can't just make friends if friends are already in place. Cliques are established the first week of school, and I was clearly not in their clique. Being out was terrible. That's all I gotta say. It still makes me so upset that I had to go through almost 3 years of fucking hell. Just for being gay. Like, what did I do? I liked girls. What kind of sick punishment did I deserve for that? Isn't just going through puberty enough? God. I still got assholes in high school, but then I had developed kind of a tougher skin towards it. And just now it's much more cool coming out. I don't even really bother it. I casually remark on how cute and hot girls are all the time, so if people don't know that I'm gay, like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Oh God. I remember, God, I'm sorry, that was a total trip. I don't know if I'm actually gonna post this. Coming out to my parents, not my parents. I came out to my mom in a car ride home from the library one day. I was telling her, "Hey, mom, I want to go to Pride." "Oh, why would you want to do that, Miff?" "Oh, I'm gay." "What? Oh, didn't you know?" "No." And it was this complete lack of reaction. I don't think she even told me it was okay, or that she was proud, or that she supported me, or anything. I think that making this audio is actually, I'm probably gonna listen to it myself, because I've never really had anyone tell me that they were proud and supportive and happy that I am who I am, and I'm proud of who I am. Oh God. Because when you come out so early, everyone kind of just accepts it as who you are, and then when they're actually okay with it, it's already too late for them to say they're proud of you. And oh God. I kind of sort of just want love and support right now. I think I'm actually gonna go talk to my best friend and ask her to tell me she's proud of me. Holy fuck. I got a lot more rehashing this than I thought. Though, coming out this early, that early, wasn't all that bad. I know that it helped a lot of my friends feel more supportive in their coming out, and that it inspired a lot of them to feel happy with who they are in their skins. Because a lot of them did go to junior high with me and did grow up with me and saw me as a source of support because I was so. In junior high, I did not give a fuck. I did not give one flying fuck. I cried, sure I did, but that was at home where no one could see me. I had the toughest skin. I told boys to fuck off and prove it and just leave me the fuck alone, and I was pretty awesome. I miss that strength that I had. Anyway, audio candy, I'm gay. Well, not exactly pan or bi or something, but whatever. Wow, this is a long ramble. I'll probably just put this in, I don't know, a little bonus or something. Maybe. I don't know if I'll actually post this. This was a lot of crying noises, so bye.